My bitch fly like Marceline. Pull up in the street so cautiously. Running from police when you start with me. Please don't start with me. Please don't start with me. Ayy, meet me at the Target, please. Niggas wanna see me, then run police. Ayy, niggas wanna see me, then they run police. Yo, meet me at the Target, please. Yo, head, shoulders, knees, toes. That's the way my story goes. Life is like a glory hole. Sometime it suck it, sometime it oh. Head, shoulders, knees, toes. That's the way my story goes. Life is like a glory hole. Ayy, sometime it suck it, sometime it. Yo, peanut butter jelly with the baseball bat. Hoes all sketching, hoes all that. Peanut butter jelly with the baseball bat. Say the hoes all sketching and hoes all. Hey, peanut butter jelly with the baseball bat. Hoes all sketching and hoes all that. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Hey, hey. Say head, shoulders, knees, toes. That's the way my story goes. Life is like a glory hole. Ayy, sometime it suck it, sometime it oh. Head, shoulders, knees, toes. That's the way my story goes. Life is like a glory hole. Ayy, sometime it, damn. Say damn, little mama, ain't you ain't gon' slide. ABC store, I ain't gon' ride. No Jackson 5, my nigga gon' slide. Put the sunny on top, but nigga bro man cry. Bread on first like sunny on rye. Sunny side up with your egg on high. Kiss me with your star in the eye. Kiss me with a star on your arms. A black girl dressed like Sailor Moon. Same white tee with a tailor suit. Your love is my prison cell. VCU intern Chanel. Say black girl dressed like Sailor Moon. Plain white tee with a tailor suit. Your love is my prison cell. VCU intern Chanel. Say ooh, damn, say ooh, damn, say ooh, damn, say ooh, damn, Duh. Ay, oh, damn, four, ay, ay, damn, oh, I said like downtown shorty in the kiss, my dear, mama got the drugs in her black Montclair, ay, don't mean to stare, we look like Cher, when I feeling sunny, put a filly in the air, but the shape, butter and confetti in my hair, I need a bad bitch you used to steal from Claire's, a whip need repair, but them 15's blare, but just enough gas money to get me there, ay, missing you like candy. My black man anymore. Got a real nigga standing at your door. Missing you like can't be my black man anymore. Got a real nigga standing at your door. Ho, say it be like that. She might spaz. Need my cash on her street lights black. I don't really know you. That nigga type fast. Yo, what be like that, bitch? Be like that. Yo, what be like that? She might spaz. Need my cash on her street lights black. I don't really know you. That nigga type fast. Yo, what be like that, be. I said, like, rub my stomach when you lay next to me. Mama threw it back in the Avirex hoodie. Want that K-pop, great drop, made back money. Like a bear to some honey when a nigga feeling hungry. Saw her at the party, she ain't say nothing to me. In a dance floor lonely with a pack up on me. Holy matrimony on my mattress, holy. A bunch of white doves on my cactus, only. We ain't go to church, so the wedding in the crib. Bunch of white sauce from the sauce to the ribs. 88 racks on the auction, I beg. In a loft for the big block. I don't say it be like that. She might spaz. Need my cash on the street lights black. I don't really know, bitch, that nigga type fast. Yo, it be like that. Yo, it be like that. Be like that. She might spaz. Need my cash on the street lights black. I don't really know, yeah, that nigga type fast. Yo, it, damn. On my fender, veggies in the blender. Tell me when to enter. I miss you last December. There's platinum on my dentures. Platinum on my.
Bring it back, don't don't take it away from me. You don't know.
Damn. Ooh. Damn. Damn. Ay. She. Oh. I say like back up, big truck, Tonka, good luck, good gas, I'm stuck. My life, oh shucks, my life, oh tucks. I say I need a bro, John, who ain't gon' judge me a lot. Well, if there's slugs in my spot, well, empty drugs that I got. No undercover with cops, but empty spots that I plot. The pain that I forgot, the pain that I forgot, and his love is a lot. Well, how much problems really cause? Oh, damn. Singing on this shit like Elder Bars. Damn, I said like need a bad bitch on the scared white. Quarter brick, half brick, whole brick, I press on, press on, press on nails. Want my shorty straight from hell. Need a bad bitch on a fist gear bike. Quarter brick, half brick, whole brick, I press on, press on, press on nails. Want my shorty. Hey, my mom's a black immigrant from Panama. I ain't heard no Santa Claus. The pain to my can of blood and low, so I can't handle hope. Pick the seeds from your cantaloupe. Toxic traits are ways to cope. Hurt me a time I ain't made before. Make sure that you shut my trailer door. Niggas I hate before, takes his toll. Make a mold, make a mold. Eight ball corner, pocket shoot. I weigh my heart and I pay my dues. Pay my dues and I'm rounding to you. What's a mountain to you? What's a fountain to you? How they sound to you? Looking down to view. On the ground like a root. On the ground like a root. Niggas down with you. Niggas down with you. Hey, need a bad bitch on a fifth gear bite. Quarter brick, half brick, whole brick. I press on, press on, press on nails. Well, my shorty straight from hell. Need a bad bitch on a fifth gear bite. Quarter brick, half brick, whole brick. I press on, press on, press on nails. Well, my shorty straight from hell. Need a bad bitch on a fifth gear bite. Quarter brick, half brick, whole brick. I press on, press on, press on nails. Need a bad bitch on a fifth gear bite. Quarter brick, half brick, whole brick. I press on, press on, press on nails. Damn. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Ay, damn, shoo, ay, oh, damn, oh, damn, oh, ay, you gon' vibe real quick, we gon' ay. I said like, well how you do my lady? Your mama's blue Mercedes. My posture perk up crazy, baby. Jesus here to save me. Well hit me baby one more time. I bob like feather line. I wish away that bullshit even if that cheddar fine. Or never sign on dotted lines. Oh that's my favorite line. My bitch is doing palm readings. That's my favorite sign. Or that's my favorite line. Oh hit me baby one more time. Oh baby please baby hit me baby one more time. I'm looking for my charger with the whip. I can't dip. I'm looking for my charger with the whip. Oh shit, looking for my charger in the whip, I can't dip. Looking for my charger in the whip, oh shit. Looking for my charger in the whip, I can't dip. Looking for my charger in the whip, oh shit. Looking for my charger in the whip, oh god damn.
We can't.
Oh, I miss my cousin Jilly. I feel the spirit dare me. My future looking dreary. Oh, my vision ain't too clearly. I thought my mom could hear me screaming freedom for my people. They touch that metal like they practice alchemy. And stories of past loves up on the balcony. How they making cash stacks when they selling lies. Well, it's a telltale sign of the times. Oh, bitch, I'm getting mine. I be leaving drops of blood right up on the finish line. Should I stop my prime or attack from behind? Trouble in the air, double dare. Well, I be with my prime. Ain't no rhyme or reason, but the reason for the rhyme, baby. Treason was a crime, girl. We leaving here by nine or a meant over shrine. That's just meant all the time. Try to convince you and your family that we was in love. A little nappy headed prophet by the creek catching bugs. And when he look up and ask dad where babies come from, well shit, when one grasshopper loves another, insects intersect. Grasshopper then becomes a baby mother. Oh my heart just flutters like the wings of a fly butter. I stutter over my words, oh you my Shutter Island. I know I must be wobbing. Damn, pictures of us on your crack iPhone screen. Crack a smile on your crack iPhone. Say me and my bitch were matching outfits. Don't know how loud yet we walk the house pet. Crash into me, oh damn, crash into me, oh damn. I say me and my bitch were matching outfits. Don't know how loud yet we walk the house pet. Crash into me, oh damn, crash into me. Damn, I say me and my bitch were matching outfits. Don't know how loud get. We walked the house, pet crashed into me. Crash into me. Damn, I say I'm the king of the castle. You're a dirty rat. School crash into me. Damn, crash into me. Damn, I say me and my bitch were matching outfits. Don't know how loud get. We walked the house back, crash into me. Damn, crash into me. Damn, I say me and my bitch were matching outfits. Don't know how loud get. Damn, ooh, fuck, beep. Bounce that ass for me. Bounce that thing for me. Bounce that thing for me. Bounce that, ayy, shit. I say like black hand, hit you with my back hand, hit you with some black sand, sinking in some black sand. For the pounds I'm taxing, for them drones I'm taxing. Talk to me in past tense, want my whip like Batman, want my crib like Batman. You ain't even asking, it's Poseidon to some plastic. Toto in a basket, scarecrows to a tin man. You ain't got no heart, damn. Off that tree like Tarzan. Yo, I don't pay for parking. Fuck VC parking, nigga. Ayy, someone tell me why these niggas try to hate on me. Beep, beep. Oh, oh. Someone tell me why they try to hate on me. Oh, fuck. Damn, I say. Said he figure out why niggas tried to hate on me. Damn, why? It's so easy to show love. Someone tell me why this, why? I said like talking to my mama on the payphone. Back when they had grape phones. Eggplant on my bagel. Don't forget the basil. Cause when I want my bagel, I want some tomato. A little bit of capers, a little bit of, I say it's back from the dead, like it's naps in your head. Bitch, I nap in my bed, they collapse in my bread. Yo, had them braids like Trey Songz, I can't match what they on. Limbs all black like Akon, you ain't even a problem. Backflipping some dollars, yanking on my collar. Pulled a knife up on your baby daddy and your father. Drove him to the doctor, bleeding in your Honda. Speaking to me proper, you gon' bring a monster. Aye, someone tell me why these niggas try to goddamn hate on me, bitch. Someone tell me why these niggas try to hate on me. Oh shit. Ayy, steady figure out why niggas try to hate on me. Bitch. Oh, steady figure out why niggas try to hate on me. Oh, shit. God damn. Yeah, we did it, y'all. We here. We made it. This is my voice you're listening to. God damn. We in this bitch. 2024, New Year started. I'm already wilding out. Oh, shit. Shout out to Sorrel for the beat, man. Hey, I say like, damn. Ooh, hey, four. Hey, damn, oh, I said like, I can feel it in my bones. Why you wanna take my throne? Pulling sabers out of stones, raining paper, holy ghost. Niggas know what I be on. I can feel it now. Oh, shit, I said like, I can throw what's in around the way. I called you back though, I guess like yesterday. Can I call you on your break? Is it real or fake? My mistake, touch my face. Baby, keep me safe. This Carlito's way, resting you from rivers, lakes. Never catch your bake. Ever days, Everglades, Nike suede, high key braid, low key fade, low key term, mostly berm, plastic berm, made the first, Gucci purse, paid the first, Gucci purse, damn. Oh, baby. Baby, bring it all to me, baby girl, bring it all to me. Ay. Oh, baby, bring it all to me. Baby, bring it all to me. Baby girl, bring it all to me. Shit. Oh, baby, bring it all to me. Baby, bring it all to me. Baby girl, bring it all to me. Damn. Oh, baby. pretty. I can't even see y'all. I can't even see y'all niggas, but y'all look beautiful. Down, 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 down. Drink it to the cup till empty. Damn. Oh, go ghost on the bitch Casper Wendy. Hey, hey. I'm in the drive thru at Wendy. Hey, hey. Quickly in Sprite till it's empty. Hey, hey. Mix it with the Sprite till it's empty. Hey, hey. Nigga going fast like Jet Ski. Hey, hey. Feel real low that sent me. Damn, damn. Feel it real low what you sent me. Damn, damn. Why the fuck you really wanna tempt me? Damn, damn. Why you really, really wanna tempt me? Damn, damn, damn. Going to dinner with my ex. Damn, oh. Going to dinner with my ex. Damn, damn. That's not really like a flex. Damn, damn. Going to dinner with my A. She, oh, hey. Bring it, baby girl, it all to me. Baby girl, bring it all to me. B, oh baby, bring it all to me. Oh baby, bring it. Damn, oh baby, bring it all to me. Shout out Rush Hour 1. Shout out Rush Hour the 1st. Shout out Jack and Chris Tucker. Damn. Oh, shit. Hey. 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 Big. Hey. Hey. With me, play with me, stay with me, get drunk all day with me, maybe we faithfully can tie our hearts in the knots. I say lay lay with me, play with me, stay with me, get drunk all day with me, maybe we faithfully, but out of love we forgot. I say lay lay with me, play with me, stay with me, get drunk all day with me, maybe we reminisce about the love we forgot. I say lay lay with me, play with me, stay with me, drunk all day with me. I say that coupe is like LaRue, that hoe is bulletproof. Cut my eyeballs out, my sockets, I can't see no proof. I'm pouring Santa Cruz with a hatchback in the dead of June. My shirt is open, said it smokes, it goes out to the moon. I pour some whiskey on my tomb, I hope a garden bloom. We all just wasted time to kill some fucking lovely doom. I said like, girl, I'm like your favorite crisis. Back when I saw people's light skin, back in the driveway I came. Bitches pointing from my right hand, looking on my palm and striking. Bitches not like 50 Tyson, cruising down your block, no license. Moving up the stock and purchase, moving, I ain't got no options. Picture folded in my wallet, all you wanna see is profit. Baby girl, then call me profit. Lay with me, play with me, stay with me. Drunk all day with me, maybe we reminisce about the love we forgot. I say lay lay with me, play with me, stay with me, get drunk all day with me. I say lay lay with me, play with me, stay with me, get drunk all day with me, maybe we reminisce about the love we forgot. I say lay lay with me, play with me, stay with me, drunk all day with me. Damn. I said that coupe is like LaRue, that hoe is bulletproof. I cut my eyeballs out my sockets, I can't see no proof. Oh bitch, that coupe is like LaRue, that hoe is bulletproof. I cut my eyeballs out my I say this top, baby, I'll be bulletproof. 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 I said that Cooper's like LaRue, that hoe is bulletproof. I cut my eyeballs out my sockets, I can't see no proof. No bitch, that Cooper's like LaRue, that hoe is bulletproof. I cut my eyeballs out my sockets. I say this top, baby, I'll be. I say this top, baby, I'll be bulletproof. I say this top, baby, I'll be bulletproof.
witnessed it. Thank you for listening.
Is this working? It is fucking working. Sweet. Oh, look at this motherfucker though. Oh, you might need phantom power. Talk in your mic real quick. Yeah, you need phantom power. Hold up one sec.
Dude.
Woo, loud as hell. All right. It's because it needs phantom power. All right. You talking a little bit more?
Yeah,
you good.
You good?
Yeah. Woo, it's been a day. It's our first episode of 2024.
Let's get it, new year.
I got Toad last episode. That fucking sucked.
Toad? Who's Toad?
I got towed.
My car got towed.
You're
safe around these ways. You're safe here.
Yeah, I figured as much.
No, around this way, like, you're Gucci gang.
Dude, this notebook is destroyed. Wow.
That's real. That's real journalism, though.
It's...
Bro, but then it's like
there's about four different sections in here that I'm working on, four different things going on.
I'm
going
to just say this, bro. Yes. People like you is, like, extremely appreciated and undervalued in this city.
Oh, thank you.
It's, like, people who are doing these things, like you just came off of work. I mean, I'm off today, but, like, now you're getting off work and doing my thing as well. Uh-huh. And that's just kind of what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do your things, obviously, to make money, but in between time and what you're doing with that, like, after time, it's, like, lit, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you doing this is very cool to me.
Well, thank you so much. Speaking of, this is Cole. I'm by myself this time. This is episode 95, and I am here with...
Duct Tape Jesus. What's crackin'?
Hell yeah. So, first off, introductions. Let's just... We know you're Duct Tape Jesus. How long you been playing in the city for? What are the introductions for this project you've been doing? Damn.
I've been playing in the city since, like, since 2011.
Okay, 10 okay.
Type shit. But, yeah, like, I used to be in a group called Adam Zombie, you know what I'm saying? I was living in Chester and stuff, where I grew up in Chester. But that was, we here now, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mom, mm-hmm. my whole thing was just, like, that was, like, my introduction to this rap joints, you know? That was, like, my... starting point.
Oh, so that was like a collective?
Yeah, for sure. It's me, okay, and my boy, Miles. They call him Miles. He's a good, like, super good, like, photo, like, I guess a photographer,
okay,
a videographer as well, too. You know what I'm saying? But we was doing that for a hot minute, and then, like, we just, like, parted ways in a sense. And then I just got, like, after a while, got on my Dolo stuff and just, like, I started calling myself Duct Tape. Well, I basically what it was like.
See, that's the question I was about to ask you. Where'd that come from? What's Duct Tape Jesus mean? What's that mean to you?
Duct Tape Jesus is just like, we're just trying to keep it together. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm trying to keep
it together, but in a sense of like, it's not so much like, the vein of it is like, not, I hate like idol worship type stuff.
Okay.
Like, I mean, believe me, obviously we all have our heroes, so do I, mm-hmm. obviously. But like not believing these people so much where you feel like you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, more so praise yourself instead of, like, praising other things.
You're talking about Satanism, basically.
Is that what that is?
That is Satanism. It's not Satanism? Devil worship. Shit. Devil worship is when you worship, like, actually worship the devil. Satanism is basically where you give the power to yourself.
That's Satanism?
Yes.
It's basically
also, like, the beginnings to magic as well. We don't need to get into this right now.
Shit, God I have damn. Been talking am to... Am I about to summon some shit? Be a pentagram on the goddamn floor and some squirrel's blood or some shit like that.
All I'm gonna say. Have you ever heard of what's it called? The Secret or The Key? You know what I'm talking about?
I know The Secret. The Secret is lit. Yeah.
The secret is Satanism bathed in Christianity.
Nice.
It's basically taking the power back to yourself as opposed to being like, oh God, can you please do this for me?
Yeah.
It's saying, hey, you need to do this for yourself. You can ask God for help to get you the strength to do it, but you need to do it yourself. And that's basically what Satanism is.
Mm.
You're like not worshiping yourself, but you're basically like, I have the power, so I need to do this kind of deal.
My whole thing is like that. What that is, it's like, God is everywhere and I am God. So I guess in the sense I am worshiping myself because I'm worshiping God.
So you basically just touched on Thelema and also Theosophy as well, which is Madame Helena Blavatsky. And I didn't want to get into this, but
we're here. How I see it, just cut you off real quick.
No, go for it.
God is, if you want to talk about that type of thing, God is everywhere, meaning especially in within you. Damn, I wish that X, Y, and Z could happen. Prayer is manifestation.
Did you know it's also Scientology, too?
I don't know much about it. But
you
like,
are Xenu. So that's the end. That's fucking shit. OT.
If I talk to Tom, probably could have convinced me if I talk to Tom. But I think it's just like,
TC.
Those things would like that is like outside forces I put into myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, like, that's straight up like old like, school.
That's not like, because I do believe in God.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Christian Jesus type of shit.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I also do believe in God, but I'm also like very Satanist. And, like, I don't practice magic, but mm-hmm. I vibe with it.
Gotcha. Because
like my next step beyond that is basically, I'm a little afraid to fuck with it because it can get a little fucky.
Okay.
But like, basically, I circumvent magic by just being, I can just go ask that guy if I can have a show. You know what I mean? It's basically that. It's basically just have the strength to go do something.
But that's you. But like, that's you being like the manipulator and master of your own world.
Exactly.
Because you know
that's
like,
basically what
it lives within you.
Yes.
Because my whole thing is it lives within you.
Because that's what magic is. It's just making, you need all these weird, funny movements and words and shit. Because like you need the conviction to do that, to make yourself strong enough to say, oh, this is gonna work, so I'm gonna go do this, act like it's working. That it's all Satanism, basically.
Bingo.
At the end of the day.
Well, shit. Well, you just taught me something new.
Isn't that cool?
My whole thing was just I believe in myself to this point where of like I believe in God, but God is everywhere, including me, and God is especially in me because every day I can control, destroy X, Y, and Z.
We are getting into some closed corner already, but
Not actually move.
No, waves, I know what you mean. Yeah,
but I can actually move waves within the city, within my life. Like it's solely all up to me. Of course, I'm going to ask something. Meditation is prayer. You know what I'm saying? I can go that route with it. Like, okay, better to, please let me X, Y, and Z, this and that. That's me manifesting something.
Yeah, exactly. What did you study to learn this stuff? Because you're a little bit on a path.
Bro, life.
Just like, okay,
YouTube,
cool.
Like,
that's the other thing, too, is like a lot of these things are inherent knowledge.
I went to community college for a semester. Then one of my teachers was like, yo, you have not done your homework or showed up to a class.
Yeah.
Like, dumb long. Just drop out and just do what you will. She asked me, like, well, what are you doing when you're not showing up here? And I said, recording music. Mm-hmm. She was like, do that.
Fair.
this old Spanish lady was like, yo, do that. I'm not trying to be funny with you.
You definitely have a very interesting innate knowledge of like chaos magic, the same way like Ben Kissel from Last Podcast does.
Oh,
like,
shit, damn.
I've been like weirdly, I've always been obsessed with Last Podcast. I'm talking about them recently, and they talk about like cults, cryptids, like
I love
serial
cult
killers and stuff. Oh yeah, but we don't need to get in that just right now because we can go into a deep tangent, man. We need to talk about you real quick. Yeah, but I've been in that realm recently too. So you just said something. I was like, "Oh, tangent." Yeah. Hello,
it's on me.
No,
obviously,
it's cool.
The higher above for sure. But the higher above is within me. If you believe that type of stuff, it's like it's on you. Of course, ask for help in the sense of like prayers, manifestation, is like fingers crossed type of shit.
Yeah,
even people like rabbit's foot is asking for help.
Yeah,
even people's like fingers crossed is asking for help. Even people like yo, when you gamble. Your fucking people become more fucking religious than anything. You know what I'm saying? Like asking, but I apply that to my life every day. It works a lot of times, but sometimes it don't.
No,
and that's life, and that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, but I know in my world, I'm like, okay, I can control this, and that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I know how powerful my tongue and my words are, type of stuff. And so we here. What up,
dude? Up,
it's one it's a boxing match. Me versus me. Every day I wake up, it's a boxing match. Not even a fight. It's a boxing match. It's a light spar, me versus me. What can you accomplish? What can you do? What's cracking with it?
So I think the next question I have is going to kind of roll back around into this area.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask a simple question. We can get a simple answer out of the way real quick.
Cool.
Who does your beats? You got a big number of people? You just got like one person or two people you go to?
Number,
who does it?
Number
okay.
of people.
Anyone people you want to shout out real quick? Just who you go to maybe a lot or who you really respect?
Oh, for sure. I mean, like one is like it's Lolita. You know what I'm saying? He's in digital hell. But boy, Jimmy, he's the static. He turned up beats of people like a lot. It comes from him. I respect this person. It's extremely light musically, like more than I go to this person and ask. Us just chopping it up with the times that we've done that. And just come up to, I've received, I'm not saying that I given this person life advice, but I've received good life advice from this
person.
Okay,
you have.
And
okay, I misread.
Like,
okay.
Opposed to being like, that sucks. Recently, I sent them some shit that was like, yo, you're better than this. This sucks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good pill to swallow. Not a hard pill to swallow, but that's a good pill to swallow. Being like, yo, I didn't like this. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you're better. You're just saying some hype shit instead of X, Y, and Z type of stuff. Another person that I go to for music is like Cole over Underdog type of stuff.
Yeah,
we work a lot together.
Does he do beats? Or does he do beats?
Yeah. As of late.
I did not know that. That's cool to know.
No. I'm not going to say I'm the reason why, but it's like Cole was the Cole. Like, I've already done big recording with Cole over Underdog. And we went jet ski together. He's been trying. He's been out. He sent me beats before, like maybe like a year and a half, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I see where you're going, but this ain't it. This ain't it. Till we finally kind of caught a little tone and tempo.
Very cool.
And so like we just recently he got on his like shit where Cole's extremely talented.
Very cool. I did not know. I've heard a lot about him. I've actually worked with him for a little bit, and he's been on the show for a little bit too. I wasn't aware that he was doing the beats as well. That's very It's good
Jet
to hear.
Ski and so a bunch of my new album is coming out, type of stuff. But it's like new stuff is coming out. It's like a good chunk of it is Cole over Underdog.
Very cool. And, good to hear.
Ty Sorrell is my main source of like that. He produced like, I'm gonna say 80%, 90%. Okay, 80% of my last album.
He's like another person who's like
that's
on the
a
list.
Main one. That's a
need to
super
grab
big,
for the podcast.
Super big. Like he's a big like sound wise for me. That was like a lot of my sound, and we just worked so well together. We didn't have to say anything. I just send him samples. Like one thing is, I'll send him a sample, and he knows what vibe I'm on. You know what I'm saying?
So I wanted to ask something more, a little bit specific about the performance we had today. I know. You know, referencing specific turns of phrase as well as, you know, sampling beats and whatnot is extremely popular in rap and hip hop and community. But it seems like, I'm not saying this is a bad way because I really enjoyed it. It seems like you use references lyrically a lot more, and not just like a reference to something, you know, cultural. But I don't want to say rip because, again, I do this all the time and I fucking love it.
Mm-hmm.
Straight jack a line from somebody. And
oh, for sure. For
so
sure.
Like,
that's my
that?
Shit.
Oh, God. Bulletproof. Was that basically one day, baby? Whenever I'm playing GTA 5, I'll fucking get in the car and that song.
That's what
I'll fucking bump that shit up. Like, fuck yeah, dude.
There's these, like, there's this bridge between all these things that we all know from, like, you said GTA 5.
Yeah,
you know
that's
saying?
My reference.
You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Even though,
that's
Katy Perry?
Your reference, huh?
Yeah, isn't Katy Perry, right? Is that who it is?
No, that's
LaRue.
I said the coupe was like LaRue, that hoe was bulletproof. I cut my eyeballs up. There's a singer called LaRue. She had that one, I didn't say she had one song, but she had that one song that I know of.
Yeah.
That was her joints. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, being in high school or whatever the fuck it may be, getting ready for school, listening to this song and like even like the confidence to say that you're bulletproof. And it's just, for me, it's just like giving myself confidence. It's like, I'm bulletproof. No one can touch me. No X, Y, and Z type. So I pulled from what she was talking about to apply it to me. I'm like, yeah, this is confidence right here.
See,
this is like that fucking bit. You can't touch, like, you know what I'm saying? I want people to like feel unstoppable when they listen to our music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of times,
no, that song was fucking hype as shit.
Thank you, bro.
What I was getting to that was that, my personal writing for myself recently, I found that I love jacking people's shit as well.
Yeah.
But it started off as like, fuck, what goes to for this last verse? Fuck it. What have I been somewhat lyrically referencing in my melodies that kind of sounds like this? Oh, I'll just straight jack that lyric.
Yeah,
and then
from there,
I've been doing that more creatively.
Yeah.
And I even have a song that's about jacking lyrics from other songs, is how I enjoy doing it so much.
Yeah.
Specifically, Cher.
Yeah.
For some reason as well.
Bro, Cher go
I fucking
crazy.
Love Cher, bro.
Cher go crazy.
That's reminds
been
me.
In the game for a hot minute.
Reminds me of my mom cleaning the house.
Younger dudes here. Shout out to her, bro. Shout out to Cher just doing her thing, bro. Cher been in the game for a minute, bro. I love Cher.
You mentioned a great example with Bulletproof, but is there another, maybe you love ripping off this artist, or like you, this is your favorite thing that you took
on the album?
Yourself.
I do John Mayer. I sing a John Mayer hook in my new album, Chester Caitlin, out now, streaming all that shit, what's cracking. But but on the album, I do John Mayer as well too. But it's just like anything, like I have like big, like before I didn't grow up listening to rap.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm Panamanian. My mom is not from this country. My parents aren't from this country. I grew up listening to salsa and R&B and like I would say a little bit of house music, but mostly like Miami bass. Like Tootsie Roll and shit like that. That type of music. I grew up listening to that. So the element of call and response is there. The element of loudness is there. The element of like, you know, make sure the sound, I'm not trying to overpower the beat. I'm trying to work with the beat.
Yeah.
I mean, like when you listen to Miami bass of like Tootsie Roll or whatever the fuck it may be, or 69 Boys, it's just like they're a part of the beat.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to out-rap the beat.
I don't want to say they're DJers because they're not, but they're almost like, what's the word? Not hype men, but what's the word I'm looking for? That area.
I know
that
what
area
they're talking in. You know what I'm saying? But like that. They're not, but those
MC.
Things,
would it be original MC?
The actual
I guess?
Original MC, definition
yeah,
of MC.
Yeah, there we go.
I try to tap into
so,
that.
So, I went to Barbados for a summer for fucking school because I'm fucking privileged and whatnot. But anyways, they got me into, God, what was the music that I saw? They basically also had very similar music to that as well. Barbados still today. And one of the songs I still remember was like, all kinds of girls, all kinds of girls, tall girls, short girls, thick girls. That song was hype as fuck.
That's that shit then.
And they had,
I'm not hip to that. You gotta put me on. Send me that.
It's hard as fuck to find. I found it one time out of five times of searching. It's hard to find. But I had to search like the year, Barbados, and all kinds of girls. All kinds of girls. And then it came up. But they had a festival, which is like they...
Oh, yeah. I know about the festival. So... Like being in New York, the Panamanian Jones, the Puerto Rican Jones. Yeah. The Panamanian Jones being that bit...
Yeah, so they get do the bands, or they get behind the cars, and they fucking dance behind the shit. Dude, that's wild my, like, that's as my hell. Blood. That makes
that's
sense.
That's my, like, my energy. That's what I try.
Hell
like,
yeah.
I don't, like, I'm not trying to put on a show for people, but that's just how I be. And, like, when I think about, like, performances, I go, I pull from that sort of thing. Like, me, a younger kid, like, sitting on my mom's shoulders.
Yeah.
Watching a Panamanian festival in Brooklyn.
That's really dope.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, that type of stuff, it's just like, bump. It's just like, so it's not like a, I'm not trying to imitate rappers a lot of time. I'm trying to imitate, I mean, obviously I love, nigga, hip hop is my blood and soul, but like, obviously, like, I'm, a lot of the elements of where I'm coming from is like from that call and response, that throwback, that fucking thing of like salsa music a lot of times, like from the beats wise, like the way the bongos hit, the way the fucking, it makes you want to dance. And like, they're not like overpowering the beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, Hector Laveau, he ain't fucking trying to over sing on the beat. He's dancing on the beat to make them sound. I'm more about the song sounding better. I don't care if you think if I'm a good rapper or not. I want to make the song sound good.
Very great. I appreciate it. Such a great interview. Oh yeah, Chloe asked me to ask you something as well that I did not at the moment.
Let's get it.
While I'm getting that one up, what was that reverse bit you had in one of the songs?
The which one?
You had like a reverse bit you were rapping over top of.
Oh, Raymond.
What was the bit that was reversed? What was that from? Is that sampled from something?
That is from, good question. That is a live version of 112 singing Cupid on a fucking talk show.
It's so specific.
And
I love
reversed
it.
My friend reversed it. And my friend, well, I told my friend to reverse it. And he added like a little quick drum type of stuff.
So that reminded me of, I think it's Funkadelic, For Your Ass and Your Mind Will Follow. This, the very last song. Because all the last songs of the Funkadelic albums are like weird. And that one has
some wacky
reverse.
Wild shit. The wild shit. I mean, Atomic Dog is all reversed.
Oh, hell
yeah. Atomic Dog wasn't even supposed to be the song. He was like, they accidentally reversed the joints, and he thought that was the song, and he just started going off on that joint, so George Clinton did.
I didn't know that.
Atomic Dog is like, Atomic Dog was a full accident.
That makes sense, because they brought back, what was his fucking name from?
Parliament album, bro. It's that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Even for me, like, even, like, black people doing weird shit back then is so awe-inspiring.
It still is in the same vein of, like, hip-hop music. It's experiment. It's the cutting edge of what they're doing.
Mind you, I love Saul. I love all that stuff as well, too. Mm-hmm. But, like, those dudes doing that back then and wearing, like, diapers and, like, have a spaceship on
diapers!
Stage.
Yes, the diaper man!
And, like, a clown. A guy.
Oh, my God.
This is my boy. He plays the bass. He's dressed like a clown.
Yeah.
He's like, 35 women on stage playing tambourine.
And they all sing. Can
and
do harmonies.
All,
and like, okay.
We have a spaceship with smoke.
Hell yeah, dude. I actually had a Latin teacher who saw Mothership Connection, the Mothership, at one of either the Altria or the fucking racetrack
in
the 70s.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, I was very happy to see
I've never
that.
Seen them before, but they're briefly a big inspiration.
I missed them when they came to the Altria, but I also heard they were so bad. Not them personally, but the sound quality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
Altria. Yeah,
why the fuck is Parliament comes to the P-Funk comes to the Altria?
Yeah.
Your Glam of Gods coming to the Altria too?
Glam of God comes to the Altria?
Yeah, why the fuck are they coming to the Altria? It's going to sound horrible in there.
That's weird as hell.
It's not the
are
same.
Are you about, it's not like, you're sitting down like a theater. Altria's like theater type shit, right?
Yes, it's sit down theater
I'm
shit.
I'm not trying to hit those theater. Yeah,
no.
Yeah, nah, that's not
I know
that
like
is.
Their audience is old enough now, but like.
LOL, but like, don't put the motherfuckers in the right. Put the motherfuckers in the right space.
Yeah,
bro.
put them in the speedway. Maybe
put them in the
maybe
speedway.
Maybe they can't sell out. They can sell the speedway. It's Lamb of God now. It's
Lamb
Richmond.
God, people,
it's Richmond.
Lamb of God
you're
came
right.
With, but Lamb of God came to a spot. Now Lamb of God is like, that's the OG Richmond shit for real. For real. D'Angelo, Lamb of God, like those are the real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right,
bro. Because Guar is still doing theater. Guar's been doing theater for long as that's been, you know what I'm saying, a thing.
I'm going to call it out again. If anyone has Let There Be Guar, the book by Bob Gorman, Can I borrow it from you? I would love to do a history series on Guar.
Bruh.
Please.
As you should. Let's borrow that book. You can. I know you will.
It's $350, that goddamn book.
Really?
Yes.
That's how Westwood like being independent. That's independent shit.
It was produced independently.
I remember seeing the Guar on Viva La Bam.
Oh, yeah. I just read such cool things. Like the, you know, the Scary Dairy. You know what I'm talking about? They used to record over there.
Yeah, I know. I saw a little documentary about it. I saw that shit.
And then they used to record over at the fucking... What is it? Aladdin's place over Aladdin's? There? He used to record it. Aladdin's, too. That was the other place.
As of recently, because I'm talking to somebody right now. As of recently, I haven't been Aladdin since like 2011, but these past so like two, long three either, months, no. I've been going there. It's lit as fuck, because okay. no one's in there. I'm in that bitch eating That's two the worst falafels. And the best. And like smoking hookah dola.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I've been like going to a, cause I live like right the fuck there.
Yeah.
I've been going to Aladdin's recently. It's awesome. I'm smoking cigarettes inside. It's
because
awesome.
You're the only customer. They'll let you like, yeah, please, there. Please smoke cigarettes. Please hang out.
And like the chef's son.
Oh my goodness. We're having such a fun time. This is actually been really good. Oh, I should ask the question, Chloe. How does it feel? There's an actually question. It's just kind of a pop point. Nice. You got nominated for RVA Mag's Best Music. How does that feel?
That's cool, bro. It's vibing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I guess the fact that people decided it is cool. It makes me feel like, all right, and stuff like that. And I don't have like a TikTok or anything like that or a super big presence. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be Mr. Cool Mysterious Guy.
I mean, like, I feel like your name and Ty Sorrell's and fuck, why am I blanking on their goddamn name? Fuck, Alfred.
Oh, Alfred, yeah,
I feel
yeah,
like their
right,
three
man.
Names... You guys' three names are pretty prevalent.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Like, if you know the rap scene in Richmond, like, pretty,
you know what
those
cracking type Johnson. And yeah, it feels nice to, like, I'm saying, that's not no new. People think I'm a new artist because my old, like, I was in an old rap group type of stuff. Yeah. But, like, I've been doing this since 2011. So it's kind of, it does feel pretty nice to, like, it's not my end all be all, but it does feel nice that, like, people decided and, like, people voted and, like, got me up there type of Jones.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be too cool, that doesn't feel nice, you know what I'm saying?
People supported it. You.
It's not like a list of like the academy, mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm saying, decide some shit, but it's just like actual, like the people voted, and it's like, that's cool.
It may not
that's
be cool right. like globally, but like people who know, it's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's
no.
why.
That makes me feel all right. So yeah. It's like, it's straight, but if I wasn't even on there, I'd be like, all right, that's what's up, bet. But I'm not like, you know what I'm saying? I dropped my album with no like, well, only promotion being myself and like friends of word of mouth, and like I had an album release show, and then a lot of people came through.
I mean,
and
unless you're gonna cassettes put and money like, on literally a billboard, that's all you can do. As
yeah,
a
yeah, honestly.
So like, yeah,
which I've thought about too as well too. That's coming up soon. Sure,
I mean, people
it.
Do billboards for like
yeah,
happy
for sure.
birthday.
Yeah, what's up?
Whoever
yeah,
the
sure.
hell.
Happy
so
birthday,
like,
me.
Okay.
It's my
yeah,
birthday
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just generally, it's a cool feeling. It's very cool. I'm not trying to be too cool for that type of stuff, but people voted for it. So it's like, it's chill as hell, you know what I'm saying? It's not my end all be all, but like, because obviously I'm just like staying low and just like, I'm not a everyday drop a song type of dude.
Yeah.
But the fact that people are, it makes me happy that people waited and got excited for an album.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, of course, playlist is live as hell, but people got excited for an album.
I was just talking
that makes
to my
me
band
very
about
proud
album versus
about that.
Song and what
you know
that
what
stuff.
That
and I was just like,
cause,
even
because I've been dropping a long time, and people were waiting for an album.
See,
and the album went crazy. And the album went crazy. The
that's
numbers
what we were
and like,
kind of talking
that's
about.
That's cool.
A
that's very.
Bit.
In this day and age, and TikTok, and this one, they're going to drop in every fucking 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And I consider that as well too. But like, honestly, just like. I just want to like be in the cut and be a regular person.
Yeah,
make my music, bam, bam, bam. When it come out, you support it. Well, we got to do this and get a credibility. Get a man, get to do it. I'm like, that's what's
so,
up. But I don't want to do that though. So how do I suffice in this? And the fact that people are still fucking with it of me dropping every year and a half, X, Y, and Z, where the fuck it may be. I'll drop a song here and there, and like videos are very important to me. But like, I'm not trying to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
My goal isn't to be the hottest nigga. I just want to be a person you can go to where like, oh, good music's about to come out.
Yeah.
You know,
see, that's what me and Bam were just talking about, basically, the difference between like the song release versus the album release and how it's kind of, they were talking about how it's fading away from albums, obviously, but I was pushing back because like some of the biggest artists we have these days, like Kanye, as well as Kendrick Lamar, like their big stuff is their albums, their full set release things, like their long extended story length kind of composures. So I disagree, and I think albums are still kind of in the vibe when it comes
still
to those sorts of things.
Still kind of in the vibe, but those are them motherfuckers who like have a they attributed themselves.
That's who I want to talk to.
Mind you.
That's who I want to play to. Exactly, yeah.
I'm on your side as well, too. But I could see how someone could be like, well, in this day, you got high, you see the person.
Yeah.
I could see that. But I chose the...
That's what I said, too.
Two lanes and two paths. You can go bam, bam, bam road, or you can go bam, bam. I'm controlling the pace of the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm controlling the waves. I'm controlling... Hey, if y'all on this board with me, y'all on the ride with me, it's going to be a little... But I promise you, the product is going to be fucking... McDonald's is not... McDonald's is not worried about a 5-star restaurant opening up next door.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If next door, there's a fucking whatever Michelin star restaurant next door to McDonald's, they're both going to do very well.
Yes.
And that's my only point.
No, that's such a great fucking analogy for
that
as well.
They're both going to be in business forever. McDonald's and this Michelin star. If you want a Michelin star, wait for bam bam hours and have a shit roasted duck flew in from Italy, you can do that.
Duck is
if
so
you
good.
Want make duck rules. Duck rules. But if you want some McDonald's, and mind you, I eat both. Well, I haven't been to a Michelin star restaurant, but like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
I eat McDonald's. I wait in the drive-thru McDonald's. If I'm lit as fuck, I'm coming back from a spot, and I wait 30 minutes to get in the drive-thru of McDonald's. So who am I to say what's good and bad if music is? You know what I'm saying?
So a little two-part question here. Do you have a preference between organized venues and DIY house shows? Well, you do now live in one, it seems.
Yeah, I live in one now, for real. The DIY joints, sometimes it feels more personal, people, because I don't like to be like, hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all feeling to people? I feel like sometimes with the DIY ones, people afterwards will feel more comfortable to coming up to you and say what's up. And I'm not relying on that, but I like that a lot. I'm not going to be like, yo, put your hands in it. Yo, my Instagram is, fuck all that noise. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing none of that shit. I'm not fucking about to. You're watching, the thing with my shows, you're watching me do a thing.
Yeah.
Imagine you go to the MoMA and you're, obviously shit's the MoMA and there's a fucking, someone doing a fucking physical art piece of them just fucking laying naked frog on the ground and throwing someone butter on them or something like that. Some stupid shit. With
I have been to that show
treat
also.
Treat that like, treat me like that. This is not a, hey, what's up, put your hands in the air thing.
Yeah.
I know it's hip hop, but like you're watching me do a thing, and afterwards I'm down to talking X, Y, and Z. So sometimes the DIY joints feel more personal, and the DIY like house joints is essentially, I mean, before COVID, that's what Richmond was, you know. That's what it was. That's what this thing of ours was. They're coming back slowly and shortly in some small numbers like that, but like. That's what it was, you know. It was this personal sort of the venues as well for sure. That still is lit as hell because the venues be showing me love. But the house show joints be like, it's more personal. A lot of times you could smoke in them joints.
Yeah. No, I understand that for sure.
But you know what I'm saying? Like that's cool as fuck.
That's a huge benefit.
You know what I'm saying? Like that sort of thing. And like for me living in one shot, I can wrap my pajamas and just go to bed.
Hell yeah, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up, just put on some rain sounds. I'm on YouTube and just call it a night.
Excellent.
Straight up.
In that same vein, do you have a favorite show you have played?
The Broadbear.
The Broadbear, really?
The
okay.
Broadbear, hell yeah. Because my parents got to see it.
Excellent.
My parents got to finally see, my parents finally got to see what it was, what I was doing.
Yeah.
My sister was telling them what it was and stuff like that, but like they got to see the Broadbear when a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago.
That's great. By now, that's fantastic. 2 years ago,
Drew had me open up for them.
Oh. Okay, I remember Drew, that. Drew
For that, forever, those are my fucking boys. If they need anything, I'll do anything for them. That shifted my momentum in a different way.
That's cool.
I know that. I never noticed. How's my momentum going this day?
Yeah.
I never noticed that. But after that show, it was like people started talking to a nigga different.
When people start saying, "Oh, you're the person from this band," like
the thing of thing. No,
thank you.
It's funny as hell. People thought people thought Duct Tape Jesus was a band. Are you in
like an actual like a four
group,
person
a
group?
Several okay. group people are like, oh, you're in Duct Tape Jesus.
Did they think it was a rapper still, or did they think that it was an actual?
They thought,
like,
in my head, we were talking because they heard music type of stuff. I thought that from what the response that I was getting in a Butcher Brown sort of sense of like, there's a rapper and there's a bunch of people doing the thing. You're in Duct Tape Jesus.
Yes.
Maybe there's a guy on a keyboard or there's a guy on a beat machine. They in their main mind there was
that.
A conceit of they conceived. The band
Let them think that, bro.
Fuck it.
Every time, just but be like, so they couldn't make it today.
They're good.
Just, say that
today.
Every time.
It's just me today. Yes. What's up,
and then
yo?
Eventually, you will have a band.
Hey, what's up? No, no, for
fuck
sure.
Yeah, dude.
I got some prospects as well, too. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's later on. But like,
Hell yeah,
the Broad Bear, because my parents got to see me. And my mom and my like fucking stepdad was like, younger me was like, what are you doing with your life? X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to see like a bunch of people chanting my words and all they could see, my mom was just like, how do you know the words?
Because
like, they know the songs.
Love
and
that.
I'm lit out here. So that was like a big life changing one for me.
Did she get the reference, like the musical lineage that came through from your past? Did she see that? Did
my mom?
Yeah.
I would say maybe in the sense of like call the bulletproof part, maybe.
Okay.
In the sense of like, listen,
that one
look,
definitely I can hear
up.
It in that one.
That
for sure.
That one for sure. I feel like she was like, oh, this is because she, I grew up when she listened to R&B, Miami bass, salsa. And there's a bunch of bop, bop. They let the beat rock a little bit. And then it's like, hey, what's up, Chuck? Let me see that. Hey, what's up, back to the front. It's like this, maybe that a little bit. But she wasn't, she was just more, just like some more, my parents were more like my brother.
Yeah, more than all.
My whole family was there. My brother, my sister, my stepdad, they was all there to
very
see
cool.
the thing. I was just like, oh, this is what you've been doing. So very this nice. Is what, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
A lot before that, it was just like them just being like, yo, you know,
this little thing
this
you're
rap.
Doing.
Yes, yes.
What
no.
do you think's gonna happen when you release this?
Yes, yes.
It was I like, had my mom say it to me exactly, and I was like,
thing,
"What?"
This hobby of yours, but them to like see there and people being like, them having people trip out over like when being in front of my mom and people being like, "Yo, you're like this like, crazy type of stuff."
Yeah.
Was my mom was like, "Fuck is going on? What the fuck? is it? That's my kid." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
That was my favorite show.
Very nice.
I opened up for Druk. Shout out to Druk, bro. Shout out to
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Druk, bro.
We need to have Druk back as Druk. We had them as she.
Bro,
originally.
Bro.
Like,
Druk
like
is
episode
Druk.
20 or something.
Druk. Cesaro. Nice. Cesaro.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, we need to get back to you. I'm going to cut all that. Not all of it, but anyways.
I'm with it, bro.
RVA is an acronym for Richmond, Virginia. If you were to reassign the words to those letters, it still spells out RVA. It means Richmond, Virginia to you. What would it be? You could have really very awesome. You could have rare, vibrant athletics. I don't know. Fuck it. Do you have one? It's okay if you don't.
No, give me like 10 seconds.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it.
Okay. You basically hit the time limit exactly. So you're pretty great.
I'm gonna do it. Radiant vibes always.
Okay. Works for
oh
me.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Now we worked it.
But
no,
it was
no,
there. Someone challenged me and I said it. I just did it.
Exactly.
Radiant
exactly.
vibes always. Oh, vibes is crazy. But
what's
vibes is
V-Y-B-E-Z-Z-Z.
Vibes is spelled V-Y-B-E-Z-Z-Z.
Okay, I accept that. I appreciate that.
Cool. Right. So, for preference. I don't want to. Journalism is still
journalism's
alive.
Journalism's sake, yes.
Journalism is still alive. I can play nice guy in my real life all the time. Where it's unfortunate that I say this like this, but like where I find myself being the most real is when people ask me, what do you think of a song?
Okay.
And I will say what I think of a song.
Uh-huh.
And I will preference them like, hey, this is just me, but this one's hard, but this is just me. This shit trash. And I'm not saying like, oh, you fucking suck. This thing. Come on, see. There's so many situations, scenarios where people could go off someone's opinions and be like, if you're asking me, I'm going to give you my honest opinion on the joints. Mind you, I'm not the king of music. How many songs? Like, Pharrell and Snoop Dogg almost didn't put Beautiful on that album that came out. You know what I'm saying? They almost didn't make that a single, but there's like an intern that came out.
Oh, yeah, a whole bunch of like,
you know,
famous singles.
That side of thing.
It's because they're so goofy or simple, but like, yeah, they come out sometimes.
And
they're the biggest hits.
Like, I feel like it was an indie. He's super up. I forget the nigga's name, but he's super up in the music industry. But I feel like he was an intern at the moment, but he heard the song Beautiful. He was like, yo, this has to be y'all first single. And they were debating putting on the album in itself.
Yeah.
But if you're asking for my opinion, I will give you my opinion. If whether you listen to it or not, I'm not going to feel offended.
So we're gonna roll a little bit into closing corner. We're running a little long, and that's perfectly fine.
It's all good.
It's enjoyable. What's your zodiac sign?
Oh, come on now, Leo gang, bro. You know me.
I'll
take my shirt off during stage.
Do you know your rising, your setting and all that jazz and all that fun stuff?
I feel like it's double. What I've been told by some certain like people have shorties have told me was like, it's like I'm double Virgo'd up.
Okay.
I don't know what Virgo really means, but they said like my setting and my X, Y, and Z is Virgo.
Okay, cool. Okay, that means something to somebody.
I don't know what it. I'm sure it still means something to me, but I don't know enough about information to know what it.
Yeah.
I know Leo is Leo gang for real. I know that. It's hot outside. Lion. Boy. A lion.
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
What is a guilty pleasure you have?
I would say I would say this. Pork rinds.
Okay. I mean, I can understand that because, like, you know, pork's kind of dirty and also pork rinds are kind of gross, but also they're fucking delicious. So, accepted.
Sweetie. Maybe pork rinds. I'd say pork rinds is probably, if anything, that, chicharrones, as they call them. So, like the fat.
I know what you're talking about. The little chitlins. They're like chitlins almost.
Okay, yeah. I go chitlin. No. It's not chitlins. It's not chitlins. Chitlins.
They're like chitlins, right? Because they're even harder than that. Is that what you're talking about? Because I had those one time.
I'll break it down. I'll break it down for you right now.
Please.
Chitlins probably my guilty pleasure.
Okay.
And that's a big divide in the black community.
Mm-hmm.
Because chitlins was given to us of like where soul food came from was the scraps of slave masters, essentially. Here, the greens, we have to tell niggas make green, we need to make collard greens.
Mm-hmm.
Cornbread is cornbread, this and that. Chitlins are the organs, the intestines of pigs.
Mm-hmm.
It smell, when you're making them, it smells crazy to clean them out because there's doo-doo. You have to clean all the doo-doo out of the thing. So when you're making chitlins, this smells crazy in the house. This is a big division because there's some old country folks who love chitlins. And it's like new people who like the chitlins is nasty because it's the organs, it's the actual small intestine of a pig.
Yeah, okay.
When you're making chitlins in your crib, you stay out of the crib. It smells like actual shit.
Are those the ones that are super hard? Right?
No, they're not hard. They're gushy. No? Chitlins are gushy. Chitlins are all, it's intestines. It's organs.
What am I thinking of? Because we bought.
Pork rinds are actual dried fat back. Fat pig skin.
I used to work at Jackson's Beer Garden Smokehouse, and it was mostly, I was the only white person to work there. It was mostly, you know, African American food.
Those niggas in that bitch.
And yeah, I was the only white person there, and they were teaching me stuff, obviously. But we were trying to buy pork rinds one time, and they bought the wrong stuff, and they were like super small and super hard. And I thought, and they were like, "Oh, these are like chitlins." And I was like, "Oh, these are chitlins."
Chitlins are gushy and
that's
soft.
That's what I thought.
Chitlins like boiled gushy. You can put hot sauce on them.
Yeah,
imagine like
fat.
A noodly, lo mein sort of stringy, sort of like a noodle of essentially. You can throw hot sauce on that bitch. Chitlins are just pig intestines.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
So when it says chitlins, I say chitlins is my guilty pleasure.
Because pork rinds, they kind of like expand in the heat of the air fryer.
Or sometimes shrink. You know what I'm saying? Depends on how, because like, that's a black thing or a Mexican thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hispanics, chicharrones, which is pork rinds as well too.
Okay.
Black folks cook chitlin, cook pork rinds different than Mexican folk.
Okay.
So chicharrones for Mexican folk, they'll throw lime in that bitch. They fucking tahini in that bitch. They'll throw fucking some hot sauce in that motherfucker. No, it's just these long, curled up, crunchy, super crunchy.
I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck we bought at Jackson's Beer Garden this one time that we thought was fucking pigs, that we thought was,
pork rinds?
Yes.
It might have been, but pork rinds are crunchy. Pork rinds are very crunchy.
Super small and hard and dense, and we boiled them. They didn't expand. They just got harder and the same size.
That's the
new.
You had to put me on to that because I don't know what that is. But like my thing, which is
none
like,
of us knew what it was.
Okay, cool.
We were like, these aren't pork rinds. What are these?
You got to put me on.
We can't fucking cook these for anybody. What are these shit?
You got to put me on, big dog.
I definitely had someone come in. We were serving a table, and the guy comes in. He was like, Did you season this? I was like, yeah, I season this. Salt and pepper. He goes, extra? I'm like, yeah, it says extra. I put extra. And he's like, you didn't put extra. These are black folk. You need to step aside. He just fucking empties the goddamn shit. I'm like, oh, shit, you meant like extra, motherfucker. Okay. I was moving around, but
it's going to be a hand, and like, move that bitch around. Yeah, for sure.
I was moving around, but I wasn't moving around the camera.
I was like, God damn,
Kenny.
You were moving around like that, dog.
It was fun working there while it lasted.
As long as it was fun.
I don't want to get that right. Sticky Rice in Jackson's Beer Garden were some of those harrowing experiences I've ever had as a cook in Richmond City. And
Sticky Rice, I heard some stories about Sticky Rice.
You can eat the sushi there. You can eat the tots there.
Yeah. Everything else, stay away.
Yeah, stay away.
Yeah, no, I've heard some shit. I ain't trying to talk about Sticky Rice.
I'll
leave it
that.
I've heard some shit about Sticky Rice.
I think I might get a vibe from some of your lyrics. What are we watching right now? You got anything you've been kind of addicted to or anything you've been watching? We've been doing some Werner Herzog docs recently and some Adventure Time.
For me, I just been I have my phone right now. I'm rewatching Raising Arizona. It's a perfect movie.
Oh, okay.
I watch little clips of, like, honestly, I watch like action scenes of like of clips on YouTube type of stuff, like fight scenes, random fight scenes like
seen
that.
Old Dog.
I haven't seen Old Dog.
It's got a dope ass fight scene in a hallway.
Really?
Yeah, go watch the fight scene from Old Dog.
Old Dog.
The
original one.
It's fucking tight, dude. Cool.
I Saw the Devil. I Saw the Devil is a crazy one. It's a Korean film where it's just like very simple. I like super simple like plot movies type of stuff. Like this.
Girlfriend Brianna's super into like the Korean Eastern films.
Ask her about I Saw the Devil.
And yeah, she's probably tired to talk to me about it.
You watch it, she'd be like, she's gonna love it. So I Saw the Devil is a good one. I watch long form movies type of stuff. I watch DVD. As of late, I haven't been like, I don't have Netflix no more, but I'm gonna run it back because my aunt stopped paying the bill.
But I want to watch The Maestro. Samurai.
I've heard much about it's that. So joint. I heard
good.
It was lit.
It's so goddamn good.
I want to see Bradley Cooper and Maestro too. I'm gonna playing Leonard Bernstein. I ain't finna hold you. I fuck with B. Coop. B. Coop's
yeah,
is my
dude,
boy.
Yeah, dude. Bradley Cooper, this big
B.
ass.
B. Coop's
news.
The kid.
The only thing I heard about the movie is that how racist everyone thought his fucking nose looked because they put him in nose
prosthetic. Oh, shit. I mean, I'm going to stay away from that one.
I don't know.
I'm going to stay away from that fun. One, big dog. Accuracy is accuracy. I'm going to stay away from that one, bro.
I've had such a fun time talking to you. Thank you for making the first episode of 2024 such
a bro, we in this
bright
video.
And
thank
joyful
me.
Time.
Bro.
We have a new full year to get ready. What are some band goals you want to do in the next year?
Go on tours and see other places and tours. Really, I want to see the road more. I want to make this my full time job. It's my main goal. Has always been my main goal. I don't want to be the littest person popping this most whatever the fuck it may be. Mm-hmm. I want to sustain myself from music and art alone that I produce, that I make. I want to collaborate with my friends and wake up and have a good life and just like make cool stuff with my friends and make money off of that. Oh, capitalism. Yeah, for sure, capitalism is a thing, but we in this bitch. I want to live off of the art that I produce and, like, going off tours and shows because I know I'm good enough and my shit is lit. Mm-hmm. So I simply want to make money and my only source of, I don't want to work for nobody.
Yeah.
I want to make money. I want to live off of, I'm not saying baller, billionaire.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like,
I want to pay my bills and be comfortable.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Cozy as a mug.
Hell yeah.
But a baller billionaire would be lit as hell, too. I ain't finna hold you.
We're going to try to have this episode out in about 2 weeks. Let's try to aim for the 22nd.
Let's get it.
Do you have any upcoming shows post January 22nd that we can come look at you?
Oh,
come
yeah.
See
I got
you at?
Show, Barrio. I got one at Barrio. February 2nd, is it?
February 2nd, Barrio?
Is it Barrio? Fucking, hold on. Let me look at
you. No, you take your time.
It's Barrio. Me, Johnny Siggs, Anthony Symbol doing music. Opening up is a goddamn, my boy, and the symbol, Herm Bean, Star Nice Barrio. You know what I'm saying? February 2nd.
Anything else you can name off the top of your head?
I'm working on a new album. It's gonna be lit. I'm making good music. I'm putting out stuff, videos on the way. Thank you everyone for loving and supporting Chester Skateland, bro. Like I was just still out here rocking. I'm gonna make more tapes and cassettes for that. People are asking, I'm making more clothes and
excellent.
Like that's it, bro. We out here. We outside.
Where can we buy your clothes at? You have a website? We come to you for
no
it.
Website. I've been focused on DMs. Website coming soon, though. I've been on DM mode, and it's been
and
pretty tricky.
I know you said you don't like shouting out your Insta social, all that stuff, but where can we find you at? Where can we follow you at?
Just look up Duct Tape Jesus. I'm sure you'll find something.
It is pretty easy to find when you search Duct Tape Jesus.
It's really easy to find when you search Duct Tape Jesus. Yeah, I'm sure you can find something.
Yeah, pretty easy. You're on Spotify.
Oh yeah, all that.
You're
streaming all that
jazz.
Streaming
it
all
doesn't.
That
you don't even need to try to find it.
It's really there.
Search Duct Tape Jesus. New album out with Cole Roberts. Is that already out?
I don't know.
That's coming out here shortly.
No, it's not with Cole Roberts. But Cole's definitely on the album. Cole's
he's
like a
contributor. Pardon me.
Type of Jones. New album coming out. Don't have a name for it yet, but I'm gonna drop it. Whenever it's done.
And we're going to look for that.
Sounds
pretty
good.
I appreciate you being on. Thank you so much.
Of course, dog.
I have been Cole.
Thank you, bro. Thank you for having me, bro.
Of course. We found
a new spot.
I don't mean to be dick. We made it happen.
Finally.
We finally made it happen. Hell yeah, bro.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Real talk,
I have been Cole, episode 95. Yeah. And we had with us
Duct Tape Jesus. What's hell yeah, with y'all, bro. Bitch niggas.
Follow him and us on everything and give us all the likes and stars.
We in that, John.
Hell yeah.
We in that, bitch. Bless.